Voice Radio. Believe it. Using the virtuality in the mix of virtuality. This is where we live, and we need some calmness in our virtual world. Virtually yours, coming your way live on Carib Voice Radio, the edutainment station. Friday night, and you are virtually here joining us to do this thing, virtually yours. I know many of you have had a digital week, you know, highway and byways, a combination of both, but I want you to stay strong and stay calm. What a week for me. What a very serious week. But the one thing that I learned working in cyber world, in cyberspace, being virtual, is that the one important thing I need to do is recognize that every now and then I need to take a break. I need to actually get up out of my chair and take a water break, take a food break, maybe go outside, smell the roses if there are any, or even just feel that wind in your hair, on your body, just giving you the opportunity to be relaxed. Because again, the reason that a lot of us are staying at home and doing our distancing program is to alleviate the opportunity to be infected by what we're now calling COVID-19. But one of the good things about it is that it helps you to reflect being home, being away from everything. But you know that you still have the demands of work to really make sure that you can take care of what you need to take care of. You spread your time out. You're functionally supportive of everything that you're doing. That's what's important for us to understand. That is the magic behind planning, implementation, and control. And getting ready to get out there for when you're able to be outside in the world, traveling again in the new normal, whatever that looks like. But you would have created a certain level of skill set that will be repetitive. So remember now, what you're learning in the now becomes a part of your arsenal of knowledge, becomes a part of your practitioner approach to whatever you're doing. When I first got started in doing digital stuff, everyone said to me, well, nobody's going to want digital behavior in their space. Everybody wants human contact. Well, now human contact has taken a different form. So I want you to remain authentic with people when you're dealing with them in the cyber world, when you're dealing with them online. Don't assume that you can say and do and feel anywhere because people are dependent on you. I'm dependent on you. So if you say you're going to do something, do something. If I call you, pick the phone up. If I say I'm going to meet you at 10 o'clock and you say give me 5 minutes, please don't let it turn into an hour. Because I'm kind of sensitive when people don't answer the phone. I make sure I answer the phone because I have you on my speed list. If you're on my phone, I consider that a value. So if you're a value, I cannot go ahead and ignore when you call. I either have to respond, give me a minute, or I'll call you right back. And calling right back means calling right back. For many of you, when I call, or and other people call, but I'm using myself as the example because I'm virtually yours. I haven't met a lot of people that I've worked with in due season. But the only thing that I have is working consistently to be good for my word and what I'm doing. So I communicate. Now, I have people that say to me, well, Arby, I'm going to call you back in a minute. A day goes by, a week goes by, and then you don't hear, and then you call them. And then you're kind of concerned, well, why am I even calling this person? Well, I'm doing it because people are handling the stress of being virtually functional in different ways. On a normal day, if we were not in cyberspace, if you don't call me back, I will not call you back. I cut you off. And when you do call, then you can talk to someone else in my team because my time has extreme value just like your time does. Because I'm not sure if you're playing, if you're qualifying your hustle. If you're qualifying your hustle, you'll contact me. If I send you an email, you'll respond appropriately. But you can't just disappear for 2 or 3 weeks and come back and say, well, this is what I need, want, and desire, because I'm not going to believe you. I'm not going to engage you because I know you're playing. And a lot of people will play because they played before they were locked down, before there was distance in terms of education and edutainment. It's very important that in this season, more now than ever, that you're extremely good for your word, that you have a formula in place to help you manifest those things that you want. And the most important feature is to work towards being calm. Work towards being enthusiastic. Find a reason to smile. If you don't know how to smile, call a friend that you know is funny and have them tell you a joke. It is not a joke to be in this type of environment. I know a lot of people are really pushing to try to make this thing work. And they're working because that's what they need to do. And I'm working because that's what I need to do. Now, the rule of engagement, or should be, in my opinion, to be flexible. To understand that the other people that you're dealing with on the other side respond to circumstance different than you do. I have a hands up in this because I've been teaching online for a while. And so that gives me the opportunity now to be calmer than most because it's a natural part of the framework. And that's why I'd say it the first time and I'd say it again. Strategize your time when you're online. Take a break. Do something for you. Have a glass of water, some juice, something. Something that helps you to remain centered. I remember earlier this week, I was having a difficult time emotionally because I get so many phone calls and then when I'm reflecting, I remember so much. So I had to center myself so that I could continue to do the work. And that's why I'm talking to you tonight. And telling you today, that is very important to remain focused, remain calm, and really take a second look at how you're thinking and feeling about yourself and how you're feeling about others. Play some music like I'm doing. Young lady said, I don't know if I could do what you do. You talk and you play music. How do you do it? Well, being a broadcaster, that's what you do. But what I'm learning now more than ever that is in the virtual world, music has become a treasure map, an energy booster. And I'm proud of the fact that I've got artists that share their music with me and say, hey, Aubrey, play my music for me. Help me to be known in this area of music. Stick around. We're going to come right back with you. And we're going to play you a tune to show you what I mean exactly. Here it is from your coming your way. Good Time with Edwin Yearwood. Stick around.
And feel so alive.
I think that this one is really good because it's telling you to have a good time and you need to feel alive in the midst of all of this. these lyrics have some very powerful words for you in cyber world being virtual. I hope that song helped to boost your enthusiasm, you know, because that is where the beginning of work happens in your spirit and in your mind. And being in a virtual environment, when you're working, you need to have ways of being enthusiastic. Now, some of you might say, well, Aubrey, tonight you don't seem so enthusiastic. But I am, because I've been contemplating all week everything that has transpired in my space for the last 20 years. And as I pause, I recognize that number one, being virtual, I've won a lot of battles. I've also had a lot of failures because in many instances, the people on the other side of the conversation are not keeping it real. And sometimes you begin to feel it and you say, it's time to back up. You don't tell them, you don't announce it, but you start backing away because you're preserving your value. On the other end of the spectrum, people have emergencies that are going on in their own personal space, and they want for you to bring a resolution to their problem so that their emergency be canceled. But that's not how life works. Sometimes your emergency is not really an emergency. It's an emotional moment that you have to manage properly. And so I'm constantly encouraging people, because you can't tell people what to do. And you don't really want to be in a position to tell people what to do. You want to be able to share your input and have them make the decision for themselves. Because at the end of the day, they're going to start playing the blame game if things don't work out the way they expect it to work out. And we don't have that kind of time in the cyber world. Virtually yours, deliver products and services that people need, want, desire, and can afford. Number one. That's number one. Very important. Number two. Stop telling people what they need. Ask them what they want. If I haven't heard from you in a year, two, 3 years, and we're really not that close, and all of a sudden you send me an email telling me how great and wonderful I am, and by the way, can you purchase this product from me? I'm not going to be interested in you or your product. Now, there's a systemic thing there, because sometimes you may be thinking about people, but you don't call them. So I'll tell you what my persona is. Anytime that I'm thinking in a dual way. Perhaps more than being dual in the virtual world, because I'm always thinking about if I'm speaking to someone Is my conversation qualifying them in a way that we both benefit? I get calls in the cyber world all the time. Orby, I need this. Orby, I need that. Can you give me this? Can you do that? But never a good morning. Never a hello. How are you feeling? Never ask that. Oh, and when can you get it done? That's your emergency. In my world, in cyber world, I'm always having to think, how am I going to solve a problem strategically? And also, how is the client going to benefit from it sustainably? Because sometimes you have to remember and recognize, R&R, I need some of that right now too, that your offer must bring sustainable value to your buyer in the cyber world. Because that's why they're here. That's why they're reaching out to you. And sometimes they may have heard awful things about you, but they'll give it a try because they say, well, I can't take your word against what I'm learning from this person, and it's a real deal. So you have to recognize that people will talk good and they'll talk bad about you, but you don't have time to respond to either one in the cyber world. You have to focus and keep going to make sure you gain access to the goal that's in front of you. And when you're finished, if you think that the accusatory statement that is being forged against you makes sense, then you can turn around and deal with it at that point. But most importantly, take the time to have the courage to recognize your value. Number three, you're the most valuable person in the cyber world. And virtually working, you still have to put the same work in. A lot of people have been challenged by communicating because they're people who love to talk in person. And in person is what you see in front of you on that screen in this day and age. Because that spirit of communication, when it remains authentic, like I said earlier, becomes the value that the person talking to you becomes connected to. That's the stickiness of it. So when you get up and you go out and you're doing what you're doing and you're saying what you're saying to people, make sure that you keep it real, for real. Don't make an offer that you know has no value. I'm repeating myself in this case to the other person. Make sure that it's good for you and it's good for them. That is a very vital organ of the communication process. The other side of the conversation is to speak to people. That's the only way they can communicate with you in cyberspace. If you're not talking, if you're not communicating, if they pick up the phone, you pick up the phone, you do a video call, well, however you do it, make sure you communicate. And I don't mean not in your head. Reaffirm. If you're not in your head, yes. Reaffirm that yes is what both of you understand. Because that's what counts. I want to do this song here now for the ladies because I enjoy this young lady and her performances. And the song is something now that I think is important. More than before. Because it's going to share with you that the ladies rule. And I've been having this conversation all week about the value of women, and I don't tell people junk. I'm telling you the truth. When I look at creation and I look at the value of women in creation, I think they're the best thing on the planet still. Some of them behave poorly, but in general, women are the best thing on the planet. They're procreators in big time. And I'm going to share more about this on Sunday in terms of continuing the conversation that I had in Spirituality in the Mix. And that conversation relates back to the accusatory statement in heaven. So that we can kind of get a sense of, I didn't think of this, I didn't think of that. Let's start researching what we've been taught in cyber world. It's the best place to do it. The best way to really take a second look at what you believe, your system of engagement, and the value of the people in your space, both men and women. However you identify, that is the human capital value that you have to work with. You understand what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing. Let's push it.
So where are all of my beautiful?
All you beautiful, successful ladies and the ones in the process of becoming success as you know it. This one is for you as we get ready to sign out virtually. Or
sexy.
Compliments of Starway Studios.
Successful. Independent ladies. Hananania, Hananania. Hands up, all you sexy ladies. Let me see your hands up, all you sexy ladies. I wanna see your hands up, all you sexy ladies. Let me see your hands up, all you sexy ladies. Yeah. I'm looking for the ladies who know they're independent. Yeah. I'm looking for the ladies who know they're independent. Yeah. It's your turn to ride. Let me see you riding. It's your turn to ride. Let me see you riding. It's your turn to ride. Let me see you riding.
It's got some high energy up in here. I'm telling you, when you listen to it, you can't help but get excited.
It's your turn to ride.
And remember, tonight in the virtual world and going forward, enthusiasm is your key master while you're working in cyber world. Oh yeah, you can't make this stuff up. This is just some beautiful music coming out of Barbados with Allison Hynes. Soko Queen presented Compliments of Starway Studios. And you're gonna hear some shout-outs from some of these artists because we keep it real here on Care Voice Radio. And the music is available on all platforms that you can imagine. So go out there and support the artist and give them their kudos. Sometimes the music is your kudos. So why don't you give it to them too? Say thank you for that moment. I know that when I'm on the highway of life and I'm getting ready to go supersonic, if I'm driving from New York to Atlanta, and that was back before COVID, it was about 934 miles. And when I hit the gas, I have Caribbean music with me. And sometimes you just have a chance to reflect as you're listening. You can see the ocean, you know. I always know what makes me calm, what makes me excited, you know. So being enthusiastic in the virtual world has extreme value. So take the music with you sometimes. Don't forget your diamond. Don't forget your royalty. It's the reality of who you are in the cyber world. And the beauty of this conversation is that it translates into the real world in terms of brick and mortar principles. So be kind to yourself and be kind to other people. Let's try that on a little bit more. Let's see if that works better. So again, be good for your word in cyberspace. Now, what does that mean? Does it mean that you're not going to have delays in fulfilling orders? Does it mean that you're not going to have delays in situations? It means that that's going to happen. Sometimes you're going to be on time. But remember, the systemic methodology of what is happening is not your fault. Sometimes you'll send a document out. Sometimes you'll send a package out and it's delayed. Speak to the customer. And be careful who becomes your customer in the cyber world too. Because make sure that they are a planned event and that they recognize the necessity to invest in themselves and make sure that your customers understand what patience looks like. Because you don't want anybody coming and screaming and carrying on and behaving unnecessarily stupid in your space. And they try to do that sometimes. My way of response is an apology and then I ignore you if you keep going in the same direction. But it doesn't happen often. Matter of fact, I don't know that it happens a lot. But I do deal with it quickly. And with honor. And being very straight up. And some people will take you being straight up and translate it into something negative. But you cannot control people's behavior. You can control your behavior, your response system. I want to thank you for listening to us tonight as we get ready to close out. I hope you enjoyed tonight's show and look forward to seeing you as we continue the conversation in my next show for what spirituality in the mix looks like in your life. We're going to continue the conversation that I started. A lot of people liked it. Some folks were very excited how I broke it down in terms of talking about biblical understanding in terms of spirit and really subscribing to a book with authors that you have never met in person, but a lot of the behavioral models in the conversation are replicated in your behavior today. But I'm not going to go there. I'll go there on Sunday. So looking forward to seeing you virtually yours live inside Spirituality in the Mix on Sunday. Take care. Care Voice Radio. The Edutainment Station.
Care Voice Radio.
Believe it.